This is a psalm that one could meditate on for hours. This is the LifeSpring 1 Year Bible Rewind, and coming to you from Riverside, California, podcasting since 2004. I'm Steve Webb, your OG Godcaster. This is the podcast that comes to you every day, and we're reading the entire Bible together in a year. I'm so glad you're here. Welcome. The website is lifespringmedia.com. It's Dewey Decimal Day. This is a great excuse to organize your books, or at least pretend you will. This is Psalms Wednesday. We'll read Psalms 21 through 23. And after my post-scripture reading comments, we've got On This Date in Church History, and we'll have praises and prayer requests today. Let's begin. Our Heavenly Father, we ask that as we read today that you would teach us. Open our hearts, Lord. Help us to hear. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalm chapter 21. The king shall have joy in your strength, O Lord, and in your salvation how greatly shall he rejoice. You have given him his heart's desire, and have not withheld the request of his lips. Selah. For you meet him with the blessings of goodness. You set a crown of pure gold upon his head. He asked life from you, and you gave it to him, length of days forever and ever. His glory is great in your salvation, honor and majesty you have placed upon him. For you have made him most blessed forever. You have made him exceedingly glad with your presence. For the king trusts in the Lord, and through the mercy of the Most High he shall not be moved. Your hand will find all your enemies. Your right hand will find those who hate you. You shall make them as a fiery oven in the time of your anger. The Lord shall swallow them up in his wrath, and the fire shall devour them. Their offspring you shall destroy from the earth, and their descendants from among the sons of men. For they intended evil against you. They devised a plot which they are not able to perform. Therefore you will make them turn their back. You will make ready your arrows on your string toward their faces. Be exalted, O Lord, in your own strength. We will sing and praise your power. Psalms chapter 22. My God, why have you abandoned me? Why are you so far away from helping me, so far away from the words of my groaning? My God, I cry out by day, but you do not answer. Also at night, but I find no rest. Yet you are holy, enthroned on the praises of Israel. Our ancestors trusted you. They trusted, and you rescued them. They cried to you and were saved. They trusted you and were never disappointed. Yet I am a worm and not a man. I am scorned by humanity and despised by people. All who see me make fun of me. Insults pour from their mouths. They shake their heads and say, "Put yourself in the Lord's hands. Let the Lord save him. Let God rescue him, since he is pleased with him." Indeed, you were the one who brought me out of the womb, the one who made me feel safe at my mother's breasts. I was placed in your care from birth. From my mother's womb you have been my God. Do not be so far away from me. Trouble is near, and there is no one to help. Many bulls have surrounded me. Strong bulls from Bashan have encircled me. They have opened their mouths to attack me like ferocious roaring lions. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted within me. My strength is dried up like pieces of broken pottery. My tongue sticks to the roof of my mouth. You lay me down in the dust of death. Dogs have surrounded me. A mob has encircled me. They have pierced my hands and feet. I can count all my bones. People stare. They gloat over me. They divide my clothes among themselves. They throw dice for my clothing. Do not be so far away, O Lord. Come quickly to help me, O my strength. Rescue my soul from the sword, my life from vicious dogs. Save me from the mouth of the lion and from the horns of wild oxen. You have answered me. I will tell my people about your name. I will praise you within the congregation. All who fear the Lord, praise him. All you descendants of Jacob, glorify him. Stand in awe of him, all you descendants of Israel. The Lord has not despised or been disgusted with the plight of the oppressed one. He has not hidden his face from that person. The Lord heard when that oppressed person cried out to him for help. My praise comes from you while I am among those assembled for worship. I will fulfill my vows in the presence of those who fear the Lord. Oppressed people will eat until they are full. Those who look to the Lord will praise him. May you live forever. All the ends of the earth will remember and return to the Lord. All the families from all the nations will worship you because the kingdom belongs to the Lord and he rules the nations. All prosperous people on earth will eat and worship. All those who go down to the dust will kneel in front of him, even those who are barely alive. There will be descendants who serve him, a generation that will be told about the Lord. They will tell people yet to be born about his righteousness, that he has finished it. The 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Well, did the opening sentence of chapter 22 sound familiar to you? My God, why have you abandoned me? You might have thought about Jesus on the cross when he said those words. And as you listen to the chapter, you might have thought that this might be a prophetic book. Well, interestingly, scholars through the centuries have differed on this point. Some have said that this is just a psalm by and about King David, and others have said that this is all about Jesus, and others say it's primarily about David, but also in a secondary role about Jesus. So, since there's not a consensus, I don't think we can get dogmatic about it, right? There certainly seems to be several images of Jesus, but some parts don't seem to apply as much. So, my advice is to just read the psalm and ask the Holy Spirit to show you what he wants you to see. Oh, and I guess maybe we should mention Psalm 23. That one's not too bad, is it? Obviously, this is probably in the running for the most quoted portion in the entire Bible, the other being the Lord's Prayer. I love the 23rd Psalm because it's so comforting, don't you think? And today I'm not going to do a deconstruction of it here, but this is a psalm that one could meditate on for hours, for days, for a lifetime. I've been a believer since I was a teenager, and I had a birthday several weeks ago when I turned, well, let's just say I'm collecting Social Security now, and I have been for some time. And yes, after all these years, I still do love spending time with the 23rd Psalm. I'm so thankful that the Holy Spirit inspired David to write it down for us. I'd love to hear what you think. Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com, leave a comment on the show notes page for this episode, or go to comments.lifespringmedia.com and comment there. Tomorrow's reading will be Job 15 and 16.
On this date in church history, December 10th, today we're going to look at three moments from December 10th that stretch from the fire of the Reformation to the birth of modern computing to a surprising gospel breakthrough on the streets of New York. You know, the more I read about Martin Luther, the more I think he would have been the kind of guy I'd like to break bread with. On this date in 1520, Martin Luther took a public step that made it clear that there was no turning back. The Pope had issued a document threatening him with excommunication unless he recanted. Instead, now get this, he walked out to the town square in Wittenberg, built a small fire, and he burned it. What a guy. Now, this wasn't about rebellion for its own sake. It was Luther declaring that Scripture, not papal authority, was going to be his guide. I love this guy. It marked the point of no return for the Protestant Reformation and helped push the church toward a renewed focus on the gospel. Golly, what a novel idea, right? And now let's go to 1815, when Ada Lovelace was born. She grew up to be a brilliant mathematician who worked with Charles Babbage on the early mechanical computer. Now hang with me now. You'll see why I'm telling you about her in a moment. She's often called the world's first computer programmer. No, she wasn't writing sermons or building Bible apps, but her ideas helped launch an entire field that eventually made Christian broadcasting, digital Bibles, live stream worship, and yes, even podcasting possible. It's kind of a reminder that sometimes God uses thinkers far outside the church to open new doors for the gospel. But of course he does. Since God is the source of all knowledge and truth, it's impossible to separate him from the inventions that grow from greater knowledge of the way things work. It all comes from him. And then in 1965, the story behind the cross and the switchblade began spreading across the country. Pastor David Wilkerson, moved by a magazine article he read about gang violence in New York, felt compelled to go minister to the teens caught in the middle of it. Now, his early encounters with these gang members were tense, messy, and often dangerous. And it didn't take long before they became known through news reports and public attention. Those stories eventually formed the book and later the film, The Cross and the Switchblade. And they sparked the creation of Teen Challenge, a ministry that I have had a lot of contact with, not as a resident, but the church that the lovely Leanne and I used to go to. That church had a lot of contact with Teen Challenge. They would send guys over there for special services, and it was a great thing. And today we still donate unused or items that we don't want anymore to Teen Challenge as a way for them to raise funds. Anyway, Teen Challenge came out of the ministry of Pastor David Wilkerson, and it has helped many thousands of people, men and women, find freedom from drugs, alcohol, and other addictions through a relationship with Jesus, of course. It's really a beautiful picture of what can happen when somebody simply says yes to God's prompting, which is something that I've said so many times over the years on the LifeSpring podcasts. I don't want to go too far off on a tangent here, but many years ago, I did a Bible study on the book Experiencing God by Henry Blackaby. And the most important thing I learned from the book literally changed my life. And here it is. Decide, before God even asks, that your answer will be yes. You see, God loves you, so he will never ask you to do something that will be harmful to you or that will be bad. But you say, Steve, what about the missionaries who were killed? What about Charlie Kirk? Well, beloved, being killed is not the worst thing that can happen to you, is it? As the Apostle Paul said, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And there will be rewards for those who die in service to the Lord. So I made the decision to say yes before God even asked me to do anything as a result of that Bible study. It became the way I operated. I wasn't perfect at it, of course, but that was always, you know, something in my mind. If I felt God's leading on something, I tried to follow it. Sometimes it was with trepidation, but over time he taught me that he was faithful. I could trust him. And eventually, he asked me to create the world's first Christian podcast. I'm telling you this not to bring attention to me. In the grand scheme of things, I'm small potatoes. I'm just an old dude talking to you from a bedroom I converted into a studio. But I want you to experience the blessing of saying yes before he even asks. You never know what God can do through you until you trust him with everything. I guarantee it's worth it. So, what is God asking you to do? I guarantee that he has a purpose for you, a kingdom purpose.
If you enjoy the show, tell someone.
Wednesday, this is one of the days we share praises and prayer requests. Paul in Waynesboro, Virginia sent this in. He said, I've got a praise report and a prayer request. I had a procedure in my teens to repair an inguinal hernia, and now in my 50s, it has returned. A few days ago, the specialist told me to keep wearing a hernia truss or belt for as long as it kept things under control because the repair mesh and scar tissue from the original surgery would likely complicate things. Well, in the past year, it got worse until my family doctor scheduled me to see another specialist. It's been a pretty painful 4 months waiting to see the specialist, but praise God for lightening my workload enough to still be able to keep my job. I ask for prayers for my own situation, but even more so for the deteriorating condition of America's healthcare system. I have good insurance and live within close proximity of two universities, and yet it has still taken a long time to get seen. I can't imagine how bad it must be for people in worse situations. Thanks for the LifeSpring podcast. Well, you're welcome, Paul, and thank you for sending that in. I know how inguinal hernias can hurt. I had one repaired a few years ago, and man, I can't imagine it having coming back. That would not be fun. And yeah, the healthcare system is in trouble. It took several weeks before Leanne was able to get in to see the endocrinologist today. So we will pray for you, and we'll pray for the healthcare system, because that's going to really take a God thing, a miracle, to clean that thing up. I am, of course, recording this on Tuesday evening, and I did take the lovely Lady Leanne to see the endocrinologist today, where they did a needle biopsy on her thyroid. Actually, they did four needle biopsies, so she's kind of sore tonight. It'll probably take 10 days to 2 weeks to get the results back. I think I've told you this before, but given the results of the blood test after her fall and the results of the ultrasound a few weeks ago on her thyroid, according to ChatGPT, we shouldn't be too worried. But of course, there's always the chance. So please do continue to pray for her as you pray for our brother Paul. So let's pray. Father, you are good. We know that. And you are merciful. We know that. And you are just. You're holy. You're righteous. And you are love. We know all of these things and more because your word declares it. But in addition to that, many of us listening right now have experienced these things. You are truly, eternally worthy of our praise, and we offer it to you now. We praise your name, Lord, and we thank you for inviting us to be a part of your family. Now, Father, we lift up our brother Paul to you. We ask that until he's able to have his surgery, you'll minimize the pain. We pray that as he goes into his surgery, that you would be present in the operating room. Guide the surgeon, the anesthesiologist, the nurses, everyone involved treating Paul. We pray that the surgery would be quick and without complications, and that his healing will be fast. And Lord, yes, we do pray for the healthcare system here, that it would somehow be improved. It does have a lot of problems, and there are people who suffer because of it. Be with them, Lord. And for the people who can change the system, we ask you to work in their hearts and minds to bring about change. And now, Father, I pray for Leanne. I pray, God, that the results will come quickly, that we would not be anxious or worried, Lord, because we know that she's in your hands. There's nothing that can happen to her that you don't allow. And since you love us, we know that whatever happens, it's for the best. Lord, we trust you, but we do ask, we humbly ask, that there not be any bad things, that this would just be a benign thing and easy to treat. But again, like I say, Lord, we do trust you. So I place Leanne in your hands, knowing that you love her more than I do. And I'll leave it at that. And now I pray for the LifeSpring family. I'm sure that each person has their own issues. None of us go through life without challenges. But Lord, we thank you because you use those challenges. You use those things to shape us into the people you want us to be. But we can't and we don't want to be alone in those challenges. We want you to be there with us. We need you to be there. And so I ask you to be with every LifeSpring family member today in whatever they are experiencing. Strengthen them, encourage them, speak to them. Lead them. Show them the way. Protect them where they need protection. Provide for them when they need provision. Light their way when they're in the dark. Lord, help us to see your hand in our lives. You are always working. So, Lord, help us to see. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. And beloved, when you send your prayer requests in, I will pray for you in my daily private prayer time, and I'll pray for you on the show so that we can all agree together as we take our requests to God. To send in your praise report or prayer request, go to prayer.lifespringmedia.com and fill out the form you'll find there, or email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com, or send me a text or leave a voicemail at this number.
LifeSpring Family Hotline, 951-732-8511.
This is a value for value show. What that means is if you want to help make sure the show keeps going, it is really helpful if you support it with your time, your talent, or your treasure. I've made it as easy to do as possible. All you need to do is decide what the show's worth to you. Only you can do that. Would you miss the show if it stopped showing up in your podcast app? If so, please do what you can to help keep it coming. And this is where you can find out more or to give.
LifeSpringMedia.com/support.
Now that this show's over, remember that there's a brand new Verses We Missed Today, plus Day 10 of the LifeSpring Why Christmas Show. I think you'll be glad you listened to them. You can listen at LifeSpringMedia.com or find them in your podcast app. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. Thank you for being here. Thanks for inviting me to be a part of your day. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.
The LifeSpring Media family of programs are made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. Thank you.
The LifeSpring 1-Year Bible Rewind is a LifeSpring Media production hosted by Steve Webb, the OG Godcaster since 2004.